Speaker 1.
The thing I hate, and I always used to get myself into this situation. Fortunately, I've got a strategy now. But when I'm supposed to be showing foreign clients round, I can never remember names. My mind just goes blank. It's pretty poor, really. I mean, it doesn't exactly come across as professional, does it? I'm supposed to be setting an example to the junior members of staff, but I'd find myself saying things like, "Have you met?" and hoped people would get on with it themselves. Then my assistant actually suggested I rehearse the whole thing with her beforehand, so that's what I do now. We actually role-play the whole thing. I'd be lost without her.
Speaker 2.
Well, I'm not exactly the maternal type. Maybe that's got something to do with it. They come along and I'm setting up the equipment and they're beaming with pride. And of course you're expected to make all the right noises and comments. But it's not really me. I often can't tell which are boys and which are girls. And recently I've found myself in this situation a couple of times. I've managed to come out with, what's his name then? Or have you got a name yet for... And then my voice just trails off and I just hide behind the lens. And they've noticed, of course. They feel offended and they're paying money to have their kid's portrait taken. It's not exactly good for business or personal recommendations.
Speaker 3.
I don't have much self-confidence in general, but I really feel exposed when we go out to eat after work. It's usually the others who decide because, you know, I've just started in our department and I haven't been in the area long either, and it's always somewhere posh and foreign. I usually get one of them to order, or I just say the same so I don't have to repeat it. I wish I'd studied foreign languages at school. They all seem to know exactly what they're ordering, or they pretend they do. I think I'm going to get a phrase book, one that shows you the meaning and the pronunciation nice and clearly. I'm fed up with them all looking down on me. It makes me feel really small at times.
Speaker 4.
I didn't spend a lot of time there. A couple of terms, I think. My father was working as a foreign correspondent, so we were always relocating. But I was in the same dormitory as Peter Haywood, and we got on from the absolute start. Really nice guy, Peter. And we've always kept in contact. It was his idea. In fact, I think he organised the whole thing. I really didn't want to go. I knew exactly what it'd be like. But he went on, and eventually I gave in. And when I turned up, it was worse than I could possibly have imagined. Nobody had much to say to anybody, and the few conversations we had were utterly contrived. What do you expect after a gap of 20-odd years? Nothing in common, except most of us had ended up in banking, and everybody remembered hating the physics teacher.
Speaker 5.
My brother was working on the island as a diving instructor. It's a good lifestyle. My grandmother was Greek and used to make us repeat certain phrases, but I can hardly remember a thing. So I flicked through this pocket dictionary on the way over just to have a few ideas. Anyway, my brother took me to meet some people and I was speaking to one restaurant owner in English, but I thought it might make more of an impact if I could show I knew a bit of the language. I came out with a couple of phrases I'd memorised, or thought I had. Obviously not well enough, judging by his face. He just collapsed laughing. I'm going out there again in a month's time and showing my CV around. At least my catering skills are all right. They should be after 8 years in the job. But first, I'm going to get myself some private tuition. I mean, I want to be taken seriously. There won't be many people prepared to take me on unless I have some idea of the language.